Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
And welcome to another edition of Bagel Tech App Chat, where we discuss the history behind the apps that we use every single day. This week we're joined with by a very special guest, Toby Herbert, who I met last year, and he's the youngest developer I've ever met at 14. He's 15 now, and Toby is responsible for the application iChicken. How are you doing, Toby?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much indeed. So, iChicken. What's it about?
Well, it's an app on keeping chickens for every hen keeper out there. We have advice on feed for your chickens, the coops that your chickens should live in, health problems, mainly comparing poo, because that tells a lot about how the chicken's health is, and chicken breeds. We have some chicken breeds, nearly 30, but we're adding new breeds on every update. So we've got a lot of stuff in there.
Absolutely. Sounds like it. I can't believe it. See, this is what amazes me about the App Store. A few years ago, you could not have told me that my phone would teach me how to keep chickens.
Well, that's one of the many bright things about the App Store.
So tell me, how long have you been developing in the App Sphere?
Oh, since I started developing, since I was 12, I started developing. So but mainly 2 years I've been doing the actual development.
And how did you start out? What machines did you start out? What coding did you learn?
Well, the first machine that really started me off was the first Intel white iMac. That's where I started dabbling a little bit. And then it just kind of moved on from there, and I've just continued to make great apps.
Good. So you've always been a Mac person, have you?
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
There's nothing wrong with that. Unless you're a PC guy, of course.
Oh, definitely not.
So how long did this app take to create?
Well, it took about 6 months, give or take a few days. Yeah, about 6 months ish, something like that.
Was that constantly working on it?
Yeah, constantly working on it, making sure I get it right.
So it wasn't part of a project, school project or anything like that?
No, it wasn't, but I did have schoolwork to do, so it was kind of hard to fit it all in, but I did manage to fit it all in the end. That's why it took a little while.
See, I had a more relaxed approach to my school homework. I just didn't do it, which probably explains where I am today, actually.
Well, that's quite nice.
So, did you encounter any problems while developing the app? What did you present any issues that you had to overcome?
Yeah. So, animation. It was caching certain data was quite a hard thing to do. For example, like there we have a publication section which lists publications, like of magazines and things, so you can tell other chicken sort of helpful magazines and things. And that was quite a hard thing to keep cached if you're offline. So that was quite a difficult thing to make sure. And then other things such as push notifications was quite hard to put in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, push. So pretty good.
What are the push notifications used for?
We haven't used them as of yet, but they are meant for pushing about new information, such as there could be new publications, other things like that, but we haven't started doing that yet. So that will come.
And not only have you got like chicken breeds, as you say, you've got their anatomy and how you look after them when they fall ill.
Yeah, so we have an anatomy, which shows you all your parts of your chicken. It gives you some information on what that part does. There's also some, that's where the animation comes in, some nice animation in there to identify the part that you're reading about in the anatomy. And then we have some egg timers. So if you've got your chicken's eggs, you may want to cook them, so you could have like a poached egg, and we have a little timer in the app to help you cook it for the right amount of time. So there's quite a lot in there, actually. It's very good. And the photo gallery as well. We have a photo gallery where you can submit your own photos of your chickens, and they'll be added to our gallery for all the viewers to look at. So, yeah, there's quite a lot in there.
Absolutely. That's all good stuff. So what is your working method? How are you a more relaxed, quiet coder? Do you like to just sit there in peace and quiet? Or do you like thrash metal going off in the background?
Well, it's actually a bit of two. When I'm with Dad, I always work quietly. When I'm at the house, there's always a movie playing next to my Xcode window. So I usually have a movie playing, I would say.
It wasn't 6 months of Chicken Run, was it, by any chance?
No, it wasn't, but that movie might have come up during it.
I'm sure it did. So do you practice like coding at school? Is your school open to encouraging you, or is it more hands-off in schools nowadays when it comes to coding?
I'm homeschooled, so I'm taught at home. So I just do it in my free time at home on a break, for example. I would do some programming. I just go and look up how to do something, and I will try to get that implemented.
I see. So as soon as you run into a problem, you just hit Google or through a search engine. So there's other search engines are available. And
books and help.
And just deal with the problems as you see them.
Yeah, I also have a tutor who works at Shiny Development, Dave Verwa, who teaches me weekly how to do things, so really helpful there.
So as such a young programmer, what would you say to other young people out there who are looking to get into coding? Where would they begin? Where would they start?
I would say Google is your friend, as they would say. So just start looking up there. There are some helpful documents on Apple's website to help you begin programming. Just give it a go, really. It's just, once you get into it, it's easy.
Well, you say easy. It still bamboozles me, I have to say.
Once you get into it, it'll be fine.
Okay. I'll take your word for that. So iChicken in the App Store, I assume.
Yes, it is.
How much does it cost?
£1.19, I think it is. It's on tier 2.
Tier 2. I have no idea what tier 2 means.
That's right. That's Apple's classification for the price.
Oh, I see.
So I just know by what it is. I think it's about £1.19, though. I'm not sure.
Are you working on any other future apps? I mean, I don't want you to give away all your secrets, but is there anything else in the pipeline?
Yeah, there's another app that has just been released called Glovebox. For all of your vehicles, everything you need to know about your vehicles. So, for example, your insurance date, renewal dates, just all the information about your cars. For example, certain things like your radio code, which you're not allowed to keep in your car, you can keep that in your app. And if for some reason your battery dies in your car and your radio asks you for the code, just open Glovebox and the radio code will be in there. So it's just like a reference app. It just keeps all of your vehicle's information and reminds you on dates, for example, when your MOT will be due, your tax info due, your insurance due. We also so that's all the part of the reminder.
That sounds like an ideal app for forgetful idiots like me. Well, not only idiots, but I'm just saying I'm the idiot. I'm not saying anyone else is the idiot. Absolutely. I mean, I wish I had that a few months ago. I just got shocked because my insurance bill turned up.
Oh, lovely.
And then when I read it, after I stopped crying, I've now got to try and find an alternative.
Well, maybe Glovebox could help you there.
And how many vehicles can you have on this app? How many vehicles can you track?
You can add as many vehicles as you like to Glovebox.
And how's the information? I think you said you could share the information across.
Yes, of course you can. So if you have multiple devices, say maybe your friend has an iPhone or you have an iPhone and an iPad, you can just log into your Glovebox account as it's all stored online, and it will just download all the information for you, and you can view the same information on two different devices.
Okay, and there's a lot of concern at the moment about information stored online. How secure and what security precautions have you taken for this information?
So it's hosted by Pass, which is very secure, and we use their security to keep everything, security protocols, to keep everything secure.
Okay, so once it's loaded up, you can just go on any other device, download all the information again. So when the new iPhone comes out, probably in summer, when the new iPad next month, hopefully, comes out, you'll be able to pull all this information back in, and it will continue to remind you through the years when your stuff's about to run out.
Yes, of course. So you don't go around driving with a finished insurance, shall we say.
No, I've never done that. I don't know what you're implying by saying that in the first place, in fact.
Well, just saying for everyone out there, if you forget, Glovebox will remind you.
And I'll be able to show the police when they pull me over and they say, when's your MOT run out, sir? Then.
It runs out here.
Of course, they'll still want me to produce at the local station, as usual. So how long have you been working on that application?
Same, about 6 months, because I've also had school in between doing that. So about the same.
That pesky school.
Well, it helps a little bit.
How did you get the idea for this one?
Mainly because the battery ran out on one of our cars and we forgot the radio code. That's how this started.
And that produced this entire app, just the fact that your dad forgot the car radio code.
Yes, mainly. It was meant to be just for us, but then it kind of evolved and grew a bit more into we thought we should share it. So it's now available.
No, I mean, that's a fantastic idea. Like I say, I've always, always forgetting when my important dates are related to my car.
Well, Glovebox can definitely help you there.
Well, I'm glad something can. Because certainly in my brain, I can't trust that to it.
Well, it will help you.
Good, good. Are you continuing to develop at the moment? Any other ideas on the horizon?
I'm just dabbling at the moment, trying to improve one of my other games called Gem Rush, which is on the store, which was my first game, which I made when I was 12, 13, somewhere around there. So I'm just improving that at the moment, learning a bit of Cocoa's 2D, which is a good game framework. So just trying to improve that really now, and looking at other things that I can do. So just spinning a lot of ideas at the moment.
And what was Gem Rush?
So Gem Rush is just a little game that I made where you can choose from a grid. You choose points on that grid and you can choose the difficulty. Basically, that is how many days you have to try and find the gem hidden in this grid. So you just tap on each point on the grid and that takes a day away from you. You've been shoveling away in that area for one day trying to find a gem. So basically that's what it does. So you can just look for little gems.
Well, I should while away a few hours on the tube, I should say.
Well, I think it'll take a little while to find it. You can give it a go. But I'm sure you'll find it eventually.
And how much is that?
That's free.
Free? Well, you can't argue with free.
No, of course not. So that's free because that was the first app I did and I was just experimenting with it then. But I will be improving that. But it will still be free after I've improved it. So...
Very good. So at the age of 15, you've got three apps in the App Store. You've got iChicken, Glovebox, and Gem Rush.
Yep, that's right. That's most definitely right.
That's a fantastic start to any programming career, I have to say. I hear from a little bird called Twitter that you've actually met someone famous within the Apple realm.
Yes, I've met Steve Wozniak. Very nice man. Yeah.
Where did you bump into him?
At the IP Expo in Earl's Court.
And do you have anything to say to you?
Well, we just met him. They were doing a bit of like a photo shoot with him, so I had a photo taken with him. But that was sort of it. So that's why we actually went to the Expo. Just to
see what it was.
Yes, because he was there.
I assume he's one of your heroes, tech heroes.
Yes, he is.
Okay, that's fantastic. Yeah, I'm very jealous. I've never met him. Obviously, I never met Steve Jobs either. Well, thank you, Toby. Thanks for joining us. I think you're going to have a very good future in app development. And I hope our listeners go and check out some of your apps.
Yeah, well, that would be good. If anyone wants to find us, we're available at syn-apps.co.uk. So that's synapse.co.uk. And we're available on Twitter at synapsedev.
Good stuff. This show and all the others on the network have been brought to you by UK2.net. Without their support, we would not have the bandwidth to give you all the shows that we produce. If you could support them, you'd really support us at the same time. If you could just simply go to bageltechnews.com, scroll down and click on the UK2 link. If you go in there, you see all the services they provide, dedicated servers, hosting. If you just use the code BAGELTECH, you'll get 15% off any services you purchase. And if you also use the code BAGELTECHDNS, they'll waive the DNS transfer charges. They really do keep BAGELTECH going, and if you could help them out, that would really help us out. Well, thank you, everyone. That was Toby. It was a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you.
And as I say, I wish you all success in the future.
Okay, thank you very much.
Right, my name's Carl Madden. You can get me on Twitter at Claw0101. Until next time, stay safe.